After her husband's death in 1949, Georgia O'Keeffe donated a collection of more than 100 artworks from his estate to Fisk University. She wanted great works of art from Cézanne to Toulouse-Lautrec to be available to students at that historically black college and to people in the surrounding community. But now Fisk needs money and wants to sell part of its collection. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
Hoping to boost its endowment, Fisk wanted to sell two of the most valuable paintings in the Stieglitz collection. But the George O'Keeffe Foundation sued to stop them, saying that breaking up the collection would violate O'Keeffe's original wishes. Instead, the O'Keeffe Museum said it wouldn't sue if Fisk sold them one of the paintings, the most valuable Radiator Building, by Georgia O'Keeffe herself. They offered Fisk $7 million. But Tennessee's Attorney General Robert Cooper says that's not nearly enough, and last week refused to approve the deal.
This price was far below what would be a fair price to pay in settlement of these legal claims. In my mind, given that settlement price, it makes more sense for Fisk to go forward with its lawsuit.
Cooper had given Fisk 30 days to look for people who'd give the university money to keep the collection at the school. Instead, the university got several offers to buy the paintings for $20 million. Armed with this new information about the artwork, school officials say they're ready to go to court to fight for the right to sell. Meanwhile, there are Fisk students who have never even seen the painting because the school doesn't have enough money to keep its gallery doors open. Campus reaction to the university's plans range from emotional.
Selling two paintings from that collection, it's like losing a family member.
To indifference.
The resident area and the classrooms aren't up to par. And if the school deems that the only way to bring these things up to par is to sell the painting, then I'm for it.
To disbelief.
You mean to tell me that this is the only thing that you can do is sell these paintings to raise some money? Come on now, you're not using your resources.
Sean Nix, Akeen Richardson, and Dekeela Turner say they wish the school had been more aggressive in asking for help from the alumni or the community. Jock Reynolds agrees.
It's always, frankly, quite embarrassing for anyone in financial distress to have to ask for help or advice.
Reynolds is director of the Yale University Art Gallery and has studied art collections at historically black colleges.
And perhaps that's one of the reasons Fisk didn't reach out to others, but it frankly would have done better to have done that in the beginning, and perhaps none of this would have happened, and a more amicable and thoughtful solution would have already been proposed.
Both Reynolds and the Tennessee Attorney General say halting the settlement might inspire potential donors or give the school time to forge partnerships that would keep the Stieglitz collection intact and put the O'Keeffe painting back on display. In the meantime, the O'Keeffe Museum's lawsuit against the school moves forward this summer. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Nashville.